Pakistan's new parliament today has elected a new prime minister. The man tapped for the job was a close advisor to the late Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto and a one-time speaker of the National Assembly. He'll be the head of a coalition government dominated by two parties that swept last month's elections and is packed with outspoken opponents of President Pervez Musharraf. NPR's Philip Reeves joins us from outside Parliament, where the vote was taken and many of the Prime Minister's supporters are waiting to greet him in Islamabad. And Philip, the election of Yousaf Raza Gilani to be prime minister was no surprise.
That's right, and he won easily. He got 264 votes. The only other candidate in the race was put up by the pro-Musharraf party that used to dominate the last parliament. He got 42, so it was an overwhelming victory for Gilani. And his victory was greeted by great cheering in the chamber and chants against Musharraf, chants of "Go, Musharraf, go." The proceedings were watched by the son of Benazir Bhutto, who, of course, was assassinated on the campaign trail, Bilawal, 19-year-old Bilawal, who was there, apparently very emotional as he watched these scenes play out in Parliament.
Well, how much power does the new Prime Minister Gilani actually have?
Well, it's going to remain to be seen. I mean, the people who will really control the power of the coalition government are the heads of the two big parties that it comprises of mostly, and that's Asif Ali Zardari, the widower of Benazir Bhutto, and Nawaz Sharif, the former prime minister. But there are other issues here, not the least of which is the role that the army will play in future. It's pulled back from politics to some degree, but it will probably want to control the key issues like nuclear policy and, most importantly of all, of course, strategy in the battle against Islamist extremism, particularly in the tribal areas.
Phil, President Musharraf hailed this as the start of a new era of democracy in Pakistan. Those were his words. And indeed, Gilani has said his first order of business will be to free all the judges that were detained by Musharraf himself, which in turn could bode badly for Musharraf.
Well, it could, yes. These judges, of course, include judges who were on the old Supreme Court. That court was dissolved by Musharraf just before it was about to rule on the legitimacy of his candidacy as president. If it's restored, it theoretically could resume those hearings and declare Musharraf's candidacy as illegal, and then we might have his departure or a confrontation between the president and the legislature. We don't know. Some members of the People's Party, though, the biggest party, are ambivalent about whether to take on Musharraf on this issue. They're talking about forming a commission, a judicial commission, which will draw up basically the guidelines for an entirely new Supreme Court. So it's all really impossible to predict at this stage, but it could be a confrontational situation, that's for sure.
And what do you know about what is going to happen next?
Well, the next thing we do know about is that the oath of office will be taken for the new Prime Minister, Gilani, tomorrow. And then they'll get on with the business of forming a cabinet. All eyes will be on who occupies the key jobs there, foreign ministry, defence and so on. Then there's an enormous amount of work to do for this new government. Pakistan's economy is not in good shape, and there is the question of what it does and whether it has any real influence over the strategy on tackling a bombing campaign that's blighted Pakistan for months.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Philip Reeves joined us from outside Parliament in Islamabad.